This episode of the Small Business Conversations podcast is sponsored by Nedbank Small Business Services.
This is Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba, unlocking essential advice, opinions, and key issues that affect South Africa's small business community.
Welcome to yet another edition of the Small Business Conversations podcast. I am your host, Akona Machoba. Thank you once again for choosing this weekly SME show as your preferred platform to delve into the important issues affecting South Africa's small business environment. So, banking giant Nedbank has recently sounded the call for talented developers to participate in their 2023 Innovate Hackathon, which, to my understanding, at its core, looks to promote financial inclusion for small businesses. The hackathon will be held in December, I think the 1st and 2nd of December. So, joining us to tell us more about how the Green Bank looks to merge technological innovation with real-world application is Chipo Mushwana. Chipo is the Executive for Emerging Innovation at Nedbank Retail. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast, Chipo.
Great to be here, Akona, and good afternoon to the listeners.
So this, I think, is quite an exciting thing that you guys are doing at Nedbank. Give us an update. Where are you guys with the hackathon proceedings? I mean, you guys are having the event, I think, on the 1st, 2nd December, if I'm correct. And then what's happening up until then? Is this the time to collect applications? Are you vetting potential contestants? What's happening at Nedbank right now?
All right, great. So you're absolutely right. This is an amazing initiative that Nedbank is currently running. And obviously, as a lead up to the 1st and 2nd of December, what we're doing right now is we're accepting applications for the hackathon. So we've got a website, nedbankhackathon.co.za. And through one of our partners, make.dev, we're accepting applications for developers to come on board. And we're going to spend the whole of Friday night and Saturday, the whole day, really unpacking what solutions we can provide to small businesses to drive financial inclusion, but also to tackle some of the issues that they face in their day-to-day operations.
I think financial inclusion has been used, is used a lot. It can become a buzzword sometimes. I'm interested just to hear from Nedbank, what that does that actually look like? What does it mean for the environment to be financially inclusive for a small business?
So financial inclusion for us effectively is you don't only have access to financial services products, but you have got access to beyond banking or other financial services products. So an account is just the entry. You need an access to credit. You need access to tools that enable you to be able to run the day-to-day operations in terms of balancing the books, in terms of reporting, managing suppliers, being able to communicate with customers and suppliers. So financial inclusion for a small business effectively includes that. It includes being able to do your tax reporting easily when you need to and being able to fulfill all the regulatory obligations that a small business has. So that effectively is what we are trying to support from a Nedbank perspective. And what we're doing through the Innovate Hackathon is creating these innovative artificial intelligence powered financial tools that will leverage first and foremost the Nedbank banking APIs, including the PayShap API. So some of you might have seen PayShap that went live in the South African market in March of this year. And we're effectively giving developers access to that. And the goal is to streamline the process of accessing financial services for small business, providing them with faster and safer payment alternatives, and helping them effectively manage their income, expenses, and profits.
Please guide me here if I'm totally off the mark. But when I think of a hackathon, I think of a bunch of smart IT people sitting behind a laptop and they like pressing away at the buttons of the keyboard and they are cracking codes or cracking systems in less than a minute. I might be dramatic, but yeah, that's the image I have in my mind. Is that what's going to be happening on the 1st and 2nd of December? Can you just talk us through that day specifically? What will these developers that will be chosen to present their skills to Nedbank be doing exactly?
All right, excellent. So they're not just smart, Akona, they're like really cool kids on the block. So you want to be with these kids on that particular day. So what's going to happen is on Friday night, what we're going to do is we expect to have 100 developers. And what we're going to do is we've developed our problem statement, obviously, around supporting SMEs using AI and the tools that we have within the bank. So we're going to put them into groups. Right. And the developers that we have are external to NetBank and internal to NetBank. So we want to have this mix of developers. They're going to be supported by some business executives as well throughout the day on Saturday. So as they code, coding doesn't take a minute. Mm-hmm. It takes a bit of time to code an actual prototype of a solution that you can take to market. So the end goal or the output is a prototype of a solution that can actually be used in market. And at the end of Saturday, these teams are going to present the ideas and what they've been working on the whole day and how they've sort of answered the challenge that we've given them. And we've got really amazing judges that are tech savvy, product savvy, business savvy, and financially astute that are going to judge these prototypes, or rather these proposed solutions that are going to come out. And we're effectively going to give out first, second, and third prizes. And it's really cool prizes, including our Avo vouchers, which will go a long way, particularly as Black Friday comes, and some cool, so we call it swag, some cool swag that developers absolutely love.
Okay. And then with regards to, you speak about solutions that the developers will be working on to issues, but I think let's maybe go back to that part. I mean, NetBank has the privilege of real-time interaction with customers. They come to the bank every day, whether it's your ATM points, branches, online banking, the like. You guys are constantly interacting with customers. And of course, because of that privilege, you guys know, you have a real-time knowledge of what the issues are on the ground for SMEs. Can you just speak to us more in detail on what issues we are trying to solve here as NetBank, and then what aligning to the solutions that you're looking hopefully to get from developers?
All right. So part of the issues that SMEs effectively have is managing their income. So that's a big issue for a lot of SMEs, particularly we can call the mom and pop stores or sole proprietors, etc. Those are also SMEs. So we need to give them, first and foremost, digital tools that they can use without them losing too much time that is needed to run their business. So you want to be able to reconcile very quickly. So these digital tools that we want to offer these SMEs is effectively going to buy back time, which is something that is precious for any SMEs. The second thing that we want to do is, once you have your house in order from a small business perspective, you are able to make informed decisions about your business, right? If you've got the right information, you can make the right decisions around your business. You'll be able to understand which levers of growth to push and the people that you need to engage with, or the markets you need to be selling at or activating at, etc. So we want to be able to come up with solutions that also present that data to SMEs for them to be able to make those informed decisions, either as founders or people that run the business on a day-to-day basis. And then managing your expenses is key in a small business, right? Because one mistake could literally tank or sink your business. So we want to be able, included in all this, is able to give you tools to manage your expenses. One thing that's great about the PayShap solution that's coming to market is that right now it's for peer-to-peer, which is effectively I can pay a corner 50 rand, 100 rand, and you're going to settle it in under 5 seconds. That's the market SLA. Now, imagine that for businesses. Imagine that for businesses that are in the delivery business. Imagine that for a hairdresser. Imagine that way. Now you don't have to do an EFT and then send a proof of payment, etc. That money gets settled in under 5 seconds. So what we're saying to these developers is, come and access PayShap APIs, which we have not made available to anybody right now in the market. And we are saying, come and play in our playground, for lack of a better word. Have access to world-class technology and come up with something that is really meaningful for small businesses in South Africa. The South African market is difficult. The macro environment is difficult overall. There's so many things happening. And if we can drive growth in SMEs, then we can drive socioeconomic development. We can create more jobs. The ripple effect is significant. And as money experts who do good at NetBank, this is what we are all about.
Chipa, I'm interested here because, I mean, the SMME market is so vast and huge, and it could go from a micro business to a big or medium-sized business. So I'm just wondering, who are you targeting with these solutions, and where are you hoping to penetrate with what comes out of the hackathon this year?
So it's SMEs, so it's small to medium. We're not going to go big. Okay. So it's small to medium-sized enterprises. And those enterprises typically have got employees for anything from 1 to 10 or 15. From a scale perspective, they could have a physical presence or an online presence. And these businesses for us are businesses that are operational. So these are typically not seasonal businesses where maybe you're buying and selling stuff on Christmas only and the rest of the year you're doing something else. These are businesses that are operational on a day-to-day basis, because that is when you feel the pain of running a small business on a single basis, when you have to deal with suppliers. Think about maybe you have to chase payments from the people that owe you money. That is such an admin intensive and difficult process for an SME to do, but you need to make sure people pay you the money that is due to you, because you need it to grow and scale your business. An SME needs to be able to have access to liquid cash to reinvest it back into the business. And for us, this is what these solutions seek to do, to say, how do we make that process so much easier for small to medium-sized enterprises that don't have the luxury of back office teams, that don't have the luxury of operational teams that are supporting the day-to-day business. The CEO is the marketing person, is the salesperson, etc. We just want to make that journey so much easier.
And just on the aspect of artificial intelligence, we know that that's like now the new thing. Everyone is excited about it and what it can potentially do.
Yes.
Or you are nervous,
yes,
about what it's going to mean for you and your own future. I'm just wondering, what does the future of AI look like in banking? I mean, of course, we know that AI is not new in terms of systems and maybe checking for credit risk or possibly fraudulent activities. So there are systems that exist already that kind of almost work to support, in this case, the bank and its processes and streamlining its processes. What does the future of AI look like for the consumer and the overall environment generally?
All right, cool. So let me give you a practical example for us in the day-to-day worlds in terms of financial services. So AI effectively allows us to leverage vast amounts of data that we've probably previously had before, and that have required maybe manual processes to assess, and we've automated one or two processes here or there. But artificial intelligence is probably one of the most pivotal, innovative sort of experiences that humankind has ever had. And that is purely because we have not seen anything advance at the scale of artificial intelligence like we're seeing right now. So where artificial intelligence is scaling at like 5x, we expect that to double in 2024. What does that mean? Digital first, machine up front. And when you've got data and you're able to put the right parameters in place, you're able to assess that data in financial services to be able to make good decisions, to be able to offer the right products to our corner, maybe who is getting married in 2 months' time and is starting a family. Through data, we're able to read that, and we're able to sort of create models that are preemptive and are able to put the right products in front of you, which creates this hyper-personalized experience for Akona as a client, as an example. And it's such a delightful and pleasurable experience because financial services should be that. So when you think about AI, that's beyond just the technical buzzword of what it is, that's a real practical example. And you've mentioned some of them: fraud detection, payments being processed in real time, reporting as well being done in real time, settlement and clearance of payments being done in real time. So all that stuff is now going to be at our disposal. And I know some people are maybe slightly fearful of AI. We need to put some sort of governance measures in place, because I always say we don't digitize for machines, we digitize for human beings. So we need to be cautious in our consumption of AI, but also allow ourselves to improve humankind, to improve our day-to-day experiences, to create longevity where we need to create longevity, and sustainability where we need to create sustainability in businesses, in communities, etc. So I'm excited at AI. Someone said AI is going to wipe out all the businesses. And I said, but it's already creating new jobs. So we're going to look at this in a few years' time, and maybe it might be a net settle. But there's some real decisions we have to make as human beings around AI. And I'm really excited at what we're doing as Nedbank through the hackathon, in us dipping our toes and beginning to play in this space practically, to say, how do we deliver solutions to our customers And be able to do it in a sustainable and scalable way with an outside invoice, but also the stuff that we know internally. We know the issues. We know what we've been doing for years as Nedbank. I mean, last month we also won an award for the best SME bank, but we're not sitting on our laurels and saying, oh, it's enough, we just won an award. We're actually saying, how do we do more? How do we continue to support SMEs? Because we really believe that they're underserved, and it's our responsibility as a corporate citizen to grow the South African economy. And SMEs are part of that story.
This is all great and exciting. And if a small business owner is listening to our conversation and they're like, oh, this would be nice, this is what something I would like to use in my business, what does the turnaround time for the concept look like so that they can be made available to SMEs? I'm not sure if I'm asking you an impossible question right now, but when are you guys looking to actually put these solutions to practical use?
So I just turned on my crystal ball there to check. So it all depends on what we're going to get out of the hackathon. Some of the stuff might be very easy. It might be a feature that we can easily add onto an existing product or solution. And then something might be a bit more complex where we are building something from the ground up. It could even be a hybrid of that, where we are sort of bringing together different capabilities and different offerings that we have to provide to an SME. So the timelines could vary from anything from February next year onwards. And I believe that through what we're going to get, we're obviously going to continue rolling this out. And this is not the first and last hackathon we do. We're going to do a lot more of these around different subject matters or topics that we think are really relevant, not just in South Africa, but for financial services and how we partner and collaborate effectively.
Definitely. And that right there is Tshepo Mushwana telling us about Nedbank's Innovate Hackathon and what they're looking to achieve by calling on all those smart and talented developers to kind of bring together solutions that will help create financial inclusion for South Africa's small businesses. Thank you so much, Tshepo. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much, Akona and team. Have a great day.
This episode of the Small Business Conversations podcast was sponsored by Nedbank Small Business Services. If you enjoyed this episode, please download the Small Business Conversations podcast on all our digital platforms and don't forget to share our episodes. If you want to contribute to the conversation, you can X me at machoba_A or you can email us at smepodcast@manweb.co.za to share your thoughts and suggestions for future conversations. Until next time, goodbye and do not forget to support a business near you.
You've been listening to Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za, the MoneyWeb app, or your favorite podcast platforms. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.